This is the Triple Your Clients podcast, powerful, proven, and effective marketing tips for dentists like you. My name is Andy Brown. Let's dive into today's tip. Start asking for Google reviews today. It used to be the case that you had to wait until you had your 5 reviews and then it would appear in your listing. But now, even when you've got 1 review, the review will appear. It's critical you're on top of your local search marketing, and a large part of that is Google reviews. By and large, that means creating a complete Google My Business listing. It's your opportunity to stand out. You get the chance to share useful and helpful information beyond what everyone else is doing. Critically, reviews are a two-way conversation. So as soon as a patient has left a review, you can reply and continue the relationship and the conversation. Additionally, reviews are added to Google's knowledge graph. What's that? Well, that's a large block of information about your company on the right-hand side of Google. As a bonus, third-party reviews are also added to this graph. So I bet you're asking, how do I get these Google reviews? I won't kid you, it's not that easy. There are a few hurdles your patient has to go through, and that's to your advantage, really, because a lot of companies just don't bother, because it's not really easy. But if you put some resource into gaining as many reviews as possible, the payoffs are massive. So as a start, you need to understand that your patients will need a Google account to leave a review. My tip would be, look at your patient email addresses. Are there any that end with gmail.com? I bet there are quite a few. It's very common for someone to have a Gmail account now. These should be the first people you contact because they're logging into their Google account every day. It just happens because they're logged into the Gmail already. You can contact these patients and give them a link to a page where they can leave reviews. There are two different ways you can leave a link. One is where it's simply a box with a number of stars, and in that box they write the review. And secondly, the link can be a list of reviews. So it's kind of a precursor to leaving the review, encouraging them to write something similar. To get these links, simply search Google for your name, then click on the button that says write a review. You will see a Google review box pops up, and you can simply copy the URL in the browser window. Now here's a couple of things to note. The last number of that URL will be the number 3. That's cool, but you do have the opportunity to change that 3 to a 1, and that's how you get the page which lists all the reviews that someone can actually look at before entering the review. But I suggest you just keep the 3 there. Now, here's a super trick. Add a comma and then a 5 afterwards. Just keep everything the same, but just put a comma and then a 5 afterwards. This means when they click on the link to fill in their review, they also get the 5 gold stars already highlighted. That's a pretty neat trick. So there you have it. You have the link that directly connects someone to the box that they fill in and also 5 stars already filled in. Now that URL is pretty long, so I'd recommend going to google.gl and using the functionality there to turn the long URL into a very short link that you can include in your emails. You can also include that link in your social media and also when you're sending out emails to your list. Alternatively, you can create a redirect on your website, so it could be your domain /review. That means when you're on the phone and your patient starts to talk about the excellent service they received, you can then start talking about leaving a review, and it's easy to say it's your domain, so it's .com or .co.uk or whatever your URL is, /, and then the word review. And they can almost type that in there and then, maybe on their phone or on the computer in front of them. And then that redirects to the Google review page. Every member of staff really should know that URL off by heart. When someone is giving you some compliments and saying nice things about the practice, immediately come back with that URL, goto.com/review. Furthermore, why don't you add that URL to your signature, your email signatures, another way to encourage reviews. You should never stop getting reviews. Try and make it your number one aim to get more reviews than anyone else in your state or in your county, even your country. You know you have plenty of very happy patients, all willing to leave your testimonial, but it does take a little bit of proactive action to get them to that page to fill in a review. It's only going to take a minute to do. Increase your number of reviews by 1, 2, 5, 10 and see the impact in the next month or two. You'll be surprised. So there you have it. Trust that's been helpful. You can find more tips at tripleyourclients.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/tripleyourclients.